Hi everyone, welcome back to the Headphones On Podcast, episode 36. I'm Dina.
I'm Millie.
Today we're going to highlight songs from our favorite musicals and musical films. We have a corresponding playlist to this episode, and you can find it on our Instagram highlights and stories at headphones on underscore, TikTok at headphones on underscore, and our Twitter at underscore headphones underscore on, or should I say X. There you'll also find links to previous episodes and playlists. Feel free to hit follow and all the above to stay in touch with us, and let's get into it.
I'm so happy we're back.
Yes.
We've been swamped. We were supposed to really release this last week, but we both have a lot of deadlines. Did I tell you this? I agreed to do the Art Grand panel again.
Good.
So it's so much fun. I love it because you have your hand in helping an artist
Yeah.
do something, fulfill something that they want to do, whether it's, travel or study under a master or something like that. And it's amazing, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot of going through applications and applications, but it's so much fun.
They couldn't have picked
It's
a better judge, a
I hope
jury
so.
member.
They invited me back, so maybe I did a good job last time. I don't know.
Oh, I'm so excited to see who you pick this year. I'm very pumped.
It'll be good. Oh, we got tons of compliments on our live.
Oh, really? That's so nice.
We did a live last month and a friend of mine was like, "You guys should go live more often." I'm like, I don't know how we feel about social media to do
That's
it that
rough.
often. It's rough.
That's rough.
And I mean, are we even
Because
there's
my sister was like, she was watching it back because she was at work or where she was busy. She's like, why are you so timid? Because obviously your sister knows you the best, right? So she's like, why are you so timid?
right.
I'm like, girl, I'm nervous. Like, what do you want me to
We
do?
had a we're used to nobody watching us. That's the thing. And we had a lot of
Yeah.
people, and that kind of like we
Yeah,
were
my
nervous.
parents, like my parents jumped on. And then my mom took over my dad's, like, because he was on
No,
his
I'm
account.
so sorry. Your parents were the coolest part of
No, she was
the
like trying to like incite people to ask. I'm like, I'm not telling stories about like me falling at homecoming, Sue. Like, calm down. She was like, talk about it. Talk about it. Tell us. Get off your husband's account. You know
No,
what I mean?
your mom's the coolest. I love
Oh,
that
she's
part.
crazy.
Oh, apparently, so that's it. Like, is TikTok finally gonna get banned? I don't know. I have so much to say about that. And what I say is like the bill was unanimously passed. This has been the laziest Congress.
Yeah.
They
Yeah.
can't manage to get
Women's,
together.
no, not for women's rights. No.
No, they can't manage to get together for to anything that will
No.
positively impact people's lives, people
No.
that desperately need it, like
Food
healthcare,
crisis, health care, women's
and funding
autonomy,
education.
funding education. How about just kind of like inflation minus inflation going up and everybody's wages at a standstill? How about the housing crisis? Let's manage that.
Housing,
How about the housing
funding,
crisis?
like any type of meaningful gun
But
legislation.
they're mad because we're all on this app that gets us together. And yes, a lot of information is BS, but why do you think the Palestinian cause has gotten so much traction? TikTok. And that's what they don't want. We're seeing the French farmer protesters.
Yes.
And America's like, wait, why aren't we doing that? The government's like, oh
Yes.
no. No, there's too much thinking going on at that app.
No,
We
no,
don't want
no.
to do it.
It's the fact that we still have like school lunch debt in this country infuriates me. But no, but it's TikTok. That's what brings the boys to the yard. It's
Yeah.
TikTok's the one that has to go.
Like, this is what shows America the where our government's head is at. And I don't care what party you vote for, it's all one party. Like, you know, and I don't want to get political, but here we are.
No, we might
I
edit. Actually, no, we're not going to edit this. We're so not
well,
going to
we'll
edit
see.
this.
We'll see. We'll
But
see. But
no.
it's just so frustrating because it's just
It's
kind of
so
like, and this
frustrating.
is the thing, there's a natural course to all types of apps, right? Everything in its infancy was great. So if the government was actually smart, which we know it's not, it would have done what it did to Instagram and to Twitter, is have it bought out by a billionaire and have it essentially lose its life that way.
Yeah, because
Instead,
that's
what they
guaranteed to
do,
kill it, right?
right? Because anything over time, like, it does die. You always need kind of like a new source of, like, except for YouTube. I feel like YouTube is the only place that kind of stayed consistent to itself. Well, because of TikTok, though, and because of Instagram, we don't have the bandwidth to watch long format anymore. We barely are watching movies. But
I don't know.
the US government is not smart and it wants to incite us in some stupid way to show that they're like pseudo power. Like, oh, look what we can do. We can take it away. Take it away. Fine, take it away. There's going to be
Just
something else.
there'll be
There's
something
going to be
else.
something else.
Yeah, I
And it's
just
like,
think it's
if they,
yeah.
what makes me so, I'm so fired up. If they
No, we're
think
both fired up
that
on
the
this.
Chinese spy app, like, you should see my likes. It's all about hair, people falling, animal videos. I'm sure my Chinese spy guy is like, this woman is crazy but funny. Like, what is Dina doing in Chicago
But really,
liking animal
it's spying.
videos?
Spying is the problem, really. I think that's Fiona was right. This world is bullshit.
TikTok has been so beneficial for women and women's health. I
Yeah.
just saw, and this, guys are going to be grossed out, so cover your ears.
But we don't have any.
That's right. That's true. I have like one, maybe my husband. But I was showing my husband a video. Did I send this video to you on TikTok? It's this woman coming down the stairs talking about discharge.
No. Well, did you?
Okay,
I haven't been on there, so I have to check.
I'm going to send it to you because this woman created a wrap around, excuse me, woman's discharge. And if it's clear, it's white, it's all right. If it's green, if it's like other colors, like go to the doctor. If it's this, and I was like, where the hell was this when I was young?
A lot of this stuff, even just sex education. We had sex education when I was in school, but a lot of
Right.
kids don't these days.
No,
And
because their parents
it's
are like, don't
beyond.
talk about it.
I'm very lucky that I had a mom that was not shy to talk to me about anything. Like she was
Right.
strict and, you know, stay a virgin to the day you
No,
die.
yeah.
But she would be very vocal about the woman's body and the
Right.
men's body. And she would
Right.
just make sure, you know, nobody can touch you here. Like, do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like,
No, girl, I
I was
had
very lucky that like she was very open with
no,
me. P probably
my.
because I single mother, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
And she had to really, like, that's all on her. But, like, with me, obviously, my dad left it up to my mom, and my mom, who, is just like, well, don't have sex. Don't have a boyfriend. Don't have sex until you're married. And she really, I think my mom just kind of like relied on school to teach us the rest. Anyways,
on to musicals.
on to musicals.
Wait, should I talk about J-Lo? Or should we just skip that? Didn't
Yes, no, please.
There's pros and cons, and in my defense,
There's pros. I
well,
mean, that's
I'll
nice of
just
you.
say this. I'll just say this. In my defense, at least I'm not seeing Tom Sandoval's cover band.
Okay, you know what?
I'm
You
kidding, I'm
continue.
kidding.
No, you continue. And I have beef with my sister. I'm gonna shout her out on here. But continue, and I have something to say after this.
Okay, in my defense, seriously, I'm a dance girly and I have a soft spot for other dance girlies. This woman was
Yeah.
a fly girl,
Yeah.
and I think people don't realize how hard dancing is, especially in your 50s, you know,
Yeah.
and keeping up with these dancers, all of them in their 20s, is no
Yeah.
easy feat. So I
No.
have so much respect for
Yeah.
dancers in general, and I love this art form because you really cannot be BS your way out of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't just write, you can't go to ChatGPT and write an artist statement.
I
You know what I
wish I
mean?
tried.
Like you can't do that like with
Yeah.
dance.
No, you
So
can't.
it's really hard to keep up. Like I told you, I tried doing the dance cardio. When your balance and your strength is not there and my
Yeah.
non-existent core, like you
Yeah.
can't keep up. And I give her props for being a hard worker. She funded the thing herself, and you have to admire someone that no one believed in this project for obvious reasons. And the storyline is really bad. And partly the music is bad. So that's the thing. And you're
The thing,
pushing that
yeah.
relationship on us. And I mean, I saw it. I was curious because of the dance aspect. I want to like see how the choreography was, but I'm really not interested in Ben and J-Lo.
Think, and correct me if she's already done this, but like I think she should have just written a memoir about it. She is she the best singer? No, she's an entertainer.
Very good
Maybe,
entertainer. It's just her
right.
singing is not there, but that doesn't matter. Like she
No,
could
but
move.
the thing, yeah, but this is my issue though. Why not just be a part of a musical and dance number? Why does it
Yeah.
have to be about you? Like because the thing is like you are aging and I want to see you continue to dance as you age, but I want to see it reflect like it isn't the 2000s anymore. Like, I'm having to contend with this. And like, as I'm aging, I'm
Right.
having these really interesting thoughts of where I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I'm not the cute, bouncy 20 something anymore. Like, I'm a woman.
None of us.
And no, but you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, because the thing is like the 30s are interesting because you're still young. The 40s are still young too. I get it. They're young, but like you are really actively just going towards the other side. You're like on a plateau, but then you're gonna have to go up, right? Like,
Right.
just get a ghostwriter memoir. We'd love to read it. It'd be interesting. I mean, like, I'm not one for memoirs. I generally don't like, I like fiction the
Oh,
most.
I gotta tell you, I do love a bio. I love a bio. I'm so nosy.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I'm nosy, but it's just like my mother-in-law gave me Harry's bio and then Michelle Obama, and I tried to read Harry's and I'm like, no, this is just crap. I'm not doing it. And then Michelle's didn't even open it.
Listening to Barbara Streisand's memoir.
How are you?
I haven't finished it. It's so long, but it's kind of interesting because I'm on the on the chapters that she directed Yentl and what it means to be a woman director, and the
Okay.
BS that she had to endure. Like some of it is
Yeah.
interesting. I haven't been able to finish it. That's like the last memoir, like oh yeah, bio I guess that
Yeah.
I've read.
Let me come back to the Tom Sandoval thing. Okay.
Okay.
Gina, my sister, Gina. Okay. I have a bone to pick with her because I put a group chat out to my girlfriends in Michigan and I included her because, like one and the same. And I was like, hey, guys. Tom Sandoval is coming to this really dinky town in Michigan. I'm so excited. It's going to be so bad. It's going to be good, right? Like just a like a time for us to get together and to laugh. Gina went up to bat first and was like, "Nobody wants to do this. Stop bullying everybody." In the fucking group chat, she said this. And
Damn.
then every nobody, only Marla was like, "Dang, G." And then Gina was like, "You don't have to listen to what she says, Marla. I'm here to protect you all." And everything was crickets after that. Either because nobody wanted to speak up and get involved in like a sister fight, which I get it. Sister fights are like intense.
Yeah.
And number two, they probably also don't want to see Tom Sandoval. And I'm the bully that was trying to make
But wait a
everybody go
minute.
see Tom
Are you
Sandoval.
guys gonna go after all?
No, she fucking ruined it.
Oh, Gina.
No. No, I never
You're a
mean to,
legend.
though.
You're a legend.
Oh,
And
come
I'm kidding, I'm
on. You know
kidding.
what? You're my friend.
Dina, I would totally go see, and I mean it. I would go see Tom Sandoval with
I just he see this type of like delusional thinking and loving oneself is amazing. Like, I just want to see a show and laugh. You know what I mean?
Well,
He's just Ken, you know?
he's just
Anyone else, he'd
Ken,
be a 10, but he landed
but
on Bravo and now
yeah.
he's a zero. I'm just
It is
Ken.
outrageous to me. Beyond.
Okay,
All right,
that's
I'm
all right.
sorry, guys.
Okay.
Well,
No, that's okay.
if you
I'm just
stuck it
now I'm really
out,
fired up.
you're a real one.
And if you didn't, I get
I get it. Maybe I'll put the timestamp.
We
We'll
timestamps with
timestamp. We'll do
timestamps.
this. Okay. On to musicals. All
Yes.
right. I have a few questions. What
Yeah.
was the first and last musical you saw in a theater?
Okay, this is hard. In the theater,
Yeah, live musical.
live musical in the theater. Okay, I don't know. Operas don't count, do they?
Yeah, why
I don't
not?
know. I'm gonna just stick to TV because I honestly don't remember my first, like, I don't know. I'm gonna just say, screw it. I'm just gonna say it was The Jersey Boys was like the real official musical
Oh,
back in the
I wanted
2000s.
to see that. Oh,
It's good.
okay.
It's good.
I wanted to see that.
Oh, and the last one, the most recent one was in February, the musical Illinois, which was based on Sufjan Stevens' album.
Yeah.
And so it was, you would have loved this because there was just dancing to the album as it was being sung and performed live. So it was
Nice.
telling a story and it was beautiful. And of course, like opening song, I cried. My husband was like, "You're just crying the whole time." I'm like, it's a beautiful, heart-wrenching album, Chris. Like, what do you want me to say? I was laughed like so loud. It was so embarrassing. What about
Oh,
you?
my first one was Thoroughly Modern Millie, the Flapper
For obvious
era.
reasons.
Oh, it's Hilarious. And the last one was Book of Mormon. I liked
Did
Book
you
of
like it?
Mormon. Yeah, I liked
Okay.
Book of Mormon. Because I'm a fan of the South Park creators.
Okay.
Trey Matt's like
Yeah.
I love South Park and it's
Yeah.
funny. I mean, it's definitely it's a the music is good. It's a funny musical.
Okay,
What was the worst musical you've ever seen? And this could be theater and film or film.
so as you're gonna see as I read my list off, I love The Phantom of the Opera, and so does my sister because, I raised her right. She's correct sometimes when she's not mean to me. Just kidding. But there was a conclusion to The Phantom of the Opera called Love Never Dies, and Gina watched it and she's like, it's so bad. I'm like, okay, even if it's bad, I have to find out for myself. I have to complete this, It is so bad. It is the worst thing I've ever seen. It takes place like 10 years after The Phantom of the Opera. And like Christine Daae is singing and she's married to Raoul, and it's just the worst.
Ugh.
It's just the worst. So that was it for me. What about you?
Rock of Ages was just cr the film was just cringe to
Yeah.
me. And I
Do you
love
not like
those
Jack Black?
songs. I love those songs. I grew up on those songs, but Tom Cruise is just cringe in this. I can't.
Oh, I've never seen it. Thank God.
No,
Okay.
you could skip it. You could skip Rock of Ages.
I was thinking School of Rock, and I was
No, I
like,
know. I've never saw that one. I never saw that
It's
one.
cute.
I've never saw that
It's
one.
cute. Yeah.
Is there
No, I've never
one
seen.
that you would like to see that you haven't seen?
I'm not really like a musical girl, but I mean, my sister just saw Wicked. She loved it.
She did? I saw Wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
Well,
think I would like to see, because I have a lot of Sondheim on my list. So I think any of his, I think Sunday in the Park with George would be great.
I'm curious about Hamilton. It's in Miami now, but I
Ugh.
haven't.
You know, it's so proper. Like, I don't know. I saw it. They did a good job. The set was cool. The singing, the rap. Like, if it introduces kids or whatever to musicals, great. But, like, afterwards, I was like, this is just, like, probably, I don't know. I don't really, it's okay.
Oh my
But go
God.
see it. It was, I mean, it did well for a reason, you know?
The one I'm curious about is the Devil Wears Prada musical. How are they going to portray the boyfriend? I can't stand the boyfriend.
I
He's
can't really.
such
I
a
can't.
whiny bitch. How do you
Yeah,
get
yeah.
mad because your girlfriend's going to Paris? Like, I saw this movie with my husband, like before we got married,
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
love the fact that he couldn't stand the boyfriend.
You're like, that's a mark of good husband material.
Like, how could you
Yeah.
not be supportive? Like this, you
Yeah.
need to thank
And
God he's
also,
very
she's
confident and
like,
sure of himself, but.
Andy's like, your friend is bringing you swag from the offices of like Mode. Like, calm down. You're getting cool stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, let's get into our picks. Millie, what's up first?
Okay, so my first pick, it's The Hard Knock Life from Annie, 1982, based off the 1977 Broadway musical. Annie was the first musical I remember seeing on TV, and it was one of my favorite movies growing up. So it stars Albert Finney and Rankine, who is a beautiful dancer. She also dated Bob Fosse for years. She was his protege, and adorable Eileen Quinn as Annie. And I remember watching because of Carol Burnett, who I grew up watching the reruns of her show. And of course, there's Tim Curry. All the songs are fun and catchy, some are sad. And it's just the film is set in New York City in the 1930s in an orphanage. And then
Yeah.
you make your way to like Daddy Warbucks' mansion, who
Yeah.
adopts her. He's this rich Republican. So many, like my favorite scene is where he visits Miss Hannigan and he tells her he wants to adopt Annie permanently.
Yeah.
And she's just phenomenal in this scene. I
Yeah.
love this movie. Next is Pure Imagination, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, 1971, directed by Mel Stewart, and the screenplay by Roald Dahl, based on his 1964 novel, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And this and Annie were obviously like my very first
Yeah.
musicals that I
Yeah.
remember loving. And I love Gene Wilder.
His version, only his
Only his
version.
version. That's
Only his
right.
version, that's it. 'Cause
That's
there's
it.
something so melancholy.
About
Like
it.
it's so layered, and the character that he plays is just kind of like he's still a child, but he's an adult, so it's like he's trapped. It's just
That's right.
he's just
It's
trapped in this kind of like world of he's bitter,
Yeah.
but he's just, oh, it's just so beautiful. And it's, I'm so sad it's so short. Like, I wanted it to be 3 minutes, like 4 or 5 minutes. Like, you know, it was such a beautiful composition. He just,
It's
and I've
beautiful. I
never
know.
seen any of the other Charlie and the Chocolate Factory remakes because I don't want it. This is my only one. I don't want to ever see anything else. I don't care.
I have to tell you, I did see it. I saw Wonka.
Did you like
And
it?
it's, well, I mean, it's cute. I
Yeah.
mean, it's cute. It's not a remake. It's like a
It's
prequel.
own thing, right.
It's its own thing. But I have to say, like, I don't know if you agree with me, but I'm not that big fan of Timothy
Timothy
Chalamet.
Chalamet. Yeah, no, I don't care about him too
No.
much. He's
I
just does
mean, he's a
nothing for me.
beautiful. He's beautiful. You know,
Yeah.
I live for his runway looks, but I'm really not a fan of his acting.
He's
I just
okay.
I don't get the hype.
I could like
I
take it
know
or leave it.
I liked Call Me by Your Name, but
I read that. I
anything,
didn't see it. I would only see, and okay,
the
I know
book is
this is
amazing. I
controversial. The
booked
book is
them
so good.
so good. Yeah.
I mean, Armie Hammer, I know he's like has his issues,
No,
and
they both were wonderful in the movie, both of them.
yeah, Armie Hammer is more my vibe than Timothée Chalamet. I'm sorry,
I
like
agree. I
let's
agree.
be
And I
real.
think, you know, I of the young actors of today, probably Jacob Elordi
Oh yeah,
or
Jacob
and his designer
Elordi.
bag collection. I just want
I
his
like good
bags.
for him. I know, right? Date him and you can have all those bags at your disposal.
I call him the Gen Z Jake Ryan.
Oh, he's a cutie.
Next.
To the most
On
depressing song, talking
Jesus
about men.
Christ, I'm telling you. On My Own by Les Miserables from 1980, based on the book by Victor Hugo, 1862. I saw the stage musical at school. Our teacher showed it in music class, and it's the most depressing, heartbreaking
Yeah.
story ever. Like, we have the selling of teeth for food.
Yeah,
Like,
truly, it's
but
sad.
someone was just like, okay, we're gonna turn this depressing shit into a musical. And they did, and it was very
Yeah.
successful.
Yeah.
So actually, this is one of my husband's favorite books. Is Roger's Roger's a big fan of Victor Hugo.
Okay.
And he also wrote The Hunchback of Notre Dame,
Yes.
another extremely depressing story. And to
Yes.
be fair, the author was very good about writing about what was happening during that time in Paris. And those were
Yeah.
really dark times. So you can't,
Yeah.
you know, what can you do?
You can't fault him. That
You
was,
can't fault
yes,
him. That's what was
right.
going on. And the song On My Own is a solo sung by the character Eponine for her best friend Marius, who she's madly in love with him, but he's in love with Cosette. And she finally confesses her love for him as she dies from gunshot wound, putting herself in danger and sacrificing herself for him.
Could never be me.
But, you know, he prefers blondes with no passion and personality, and that's fine.
Yeah, no
Okay.
thanks.
Poor Eponine. And Cosette, I'm not a fan of Cosette, but all right.
But you have to be, being Cosette is the winning key in life.
It though?
Why do you want to be that strung up over a man?
I guess not. No,
No, you
no.
don't. Why would you like, why would you ever? What did your motor all the mothers teach us? Like, the man should love you more than you love him. And if you come to love him more, that's fine. But just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are you gonna throw, like, why are you doing the most for somebody that's doing the least for you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Oh,
Next.
next.
Yes, and as like as
I
what's her name? I love that song. It's
love,
so
oh,
good.
I love it. Okay, so we're so on the same page on that. And I like the new
Love it.
one.
I have to listen to everything else, but I love Yes And. Are you kidding me? I
It's
love
so
to bop. It's
good.
a bop. It's so good.
I love the videos in homage to Paula Abdul and
Yes.
Fosse. Yes, we love
Yes.
it. We're here for it.
I also am very interested to see what ethnicity she's going to be picking next.
I wonder.
Because
I
she's kind of done a
wonder.
few.
She's
Yeah.
done a few. She's done a few.
She's.
But the new song, I like it. It's really cute. It's adorable. I like it. All
Agreed.
right.
Okay.
Okay. So, As Long As He Needs Me from Oliver, 1968. Musical based on Oliver Twist, 1838 novel by Charles Dickens, sung by the character of Nancy for her thug boyfriend in the film. I don't know what it is with me and these lovesick girls. These fucking torch songs, Dina. Okay.
No. I mean, they have a lot of passion in them. So you can't, you know, we can't fault you for that.
All right. All right. Not While I'm Around, the Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, 1979, music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim, who is a legend, set in 1846 London. It's a really dark tale about revenge, and the costumes are insane. They're so good. Gothic, mid-Victorian, with these cool vests and pinstripe
Excuse me.
trousers.
Yeah.
We love that. I love the look. And the song is so beautiful. And I think I've spoken on Barbra Streisand's version on the podcast before. And I think the role really suited Johnny. You know, like I like the movie. I really
I
like the
didn't
movie.
see it. I didn't, because for me, I think like I loved Tim Burton in the 90s and he was so kooky and it was so weird. And then it just kind of like,
Yeah.
he just got too, it just became like a cartoon. You know what I'm saying? Like it just, I couldn't really,
It
yeah.
is, but I really like Dark Shadows
Yeah.
for some.
Oh, I love Dark Shadows. I mean, it's
I
my
love
vampire.
that. And
Yeah.
like you have the reruns of that soap. Like you could, I mean, I think you could find it on Tubi or something, but
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked it. All right. And because you know we love a convent and some nuns, all
Oh,
the songs
yeah.
from The Sound of Music,
Yes.
1965.
Yes.
The film, which was adapted by the 1959 stage musical by Rodgers and Hammerstein, I think this is, isn't this the musical? No, I didn't know which one to highlight because I think I love the Lonely Goatherd, the scene where they do the little puppet show.
That's
It's
cute.
so adorable.
It is
And
cute.
Gwen Stefani sampled it actually for Wind It Up. Do you remember that
Okay.
song? Like
Yeah.
it was that
Yeah.
album that she kind of looks like Michelle Pfeiffer in Scarface in the cover.
Yeah, thank God. With
Well,
the blonde wig.
with a
Yeah.
blonde wing and those glasses.
Yeah.
Okay. I think, you know, my favorite things, So Long, Farewell. And we're going to discuss 16 going on 17 because it's so comical to me that he's trying to school her. Like, dude, you're a year older. You're not
Yeah, right.
seasoned. You're not seasoned. Calm
He's
down.
just a man. Literally, that's what men do.
Like, are you a divorcee with a child? Like, what the hell? Like,
And
he's.
even if you were, you're just like, it's okay to, it's a, you know, like it's just, but you know, that's what it is, what it is.
I cannot. Like, okay, so I do have a funny backstory on this
Yeah.
quickly. Like, in my previous job,
Yeah.
I worked with a lot of girls and we were all assistants. And I was the research assistant in curatorial, and there was a curatorial assistant, development, communications, events. And we would listen to at work the Sound of Music soundtrack.
Oh,
And we
that's really
took
cute.
the names of the Von Trapp sisters.
Oh, Millie,
I
that's
was.
really cute.
It's so stupid. It's so lame. But I was Marta,
No. Oh, because you're the
the
sweetest.
crybaby at the dinner table on brand. On brand. I'm telling you. I'm telling it's, I don't know. I
You're an
bring.
wait, are you, is there any water in your chart?
Well, I am a
You're a
Capricorn.
Capricorn.
No, yeah, I'm a Capricorn sun, Taurus rising, Scorpio moon.
Oh, so you're a Scorpio. Okay, then that's water, right?
That, yeah, that's where my, you
Okay,
know,
that's
that's
why your
where my
emotions come
like my
from.
emotion.
Okay.
That's why like I'm just
Cuz
like a tiger.
you're hardcore earth, but then you're like also water.
Yeah, Scorpio
Okay.
moon, and I think I'm a Capricorn Venus, if I'm not
Ooh.
mistaken. I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't
Okay.
know. I don't know, but I think it's hilarious. You know what? I'm gonna add something good because it's such a pretty song.
Okay.
So it was nice. Okay, Sound of Music. Speaking of Nazis, Man
Jesus.
Air. Cabaret, 1972. So the film version directed by Bob Fosse, sung by Liza Minnelli. This film is set in 1931 Berlin. So there's a lot of drama because it takes place during the time of the Nazi uprising. The costumes are brilliant. The
Yeah.
designer was Charlotte Fleming. I love this song. And yes, I'm sending you to YouTube to go watch this scene because Liza is fire. She looks incredible,
Yeah.
top of her game. And actually, I recommend that everybody watch her concert film, Liza with a Z. That's how you do a concert film, J-Lo. It came around the time of the film. It was also directed by Bob Fosse, and
Okay.
it's Liza at her top. Like, clothes
Right.
are fabulous, songs are fabulous.
I liked from Cabaret, obviously Money. That's a good one.
Yeah. What an insane film. I think it's beautiful. My God.
Yeah.
She
Yeah.
was so good in that. She was so good in that.
It was really interesting.
All right. Heaven on Their Minds, from Jesus Christ Superstar 1971, music by Andrew Lloyd Webber, lyrics by Tim Rice. I saw this live and it was incredible. Tells the story of Judas and this troublemaker named Jesus. I don't know. It's considered a rock opera. And if you're like me and you're a fan of psychedelic music or prog rock, you would really love this album. And Heaven on Their Minds is actually sung by Judas, the role of Judas. And I didn't know with which version to go with because either the film version or the original 1971 cast version, the live version, because both are amazing. But I went for the playlist for with the Carl Anderson version from the film because it sounds like something Love would put out in the 60s. It sounds like a love song, like Love meaning Love the Psych Band. And I just think his voice is incredible. And I'm going to say this one thing. Mary Magdalene was not a prostitute. The sisters in my school would get so furious if anyone called her a prostitute because apparently she came from wealth. Her father was this prominent man. And I
Okay.
think she was named after a town, after Magdala.
Okay.
So I think me and Dina are going to start a podcast, Catholicism 101, with Dina and Mills. Should we do
What, you
that?
know what's
Should we
so
do that?
funny? You know we should do that, but also we should do that because I'm literally not, I know nothing about my religion. Zero. I just know that it's exclusionary and it's problematic. But I'm here for the images and the vibes, and like I can't wait to wear like a lace at church on Good Friday, like you know a head covering lace thing.
Yeah.
Like I'm here for the outfits. I'm here like that's what I'm here for. But like if I have any questions, I just phone up my friend Marla or my other friend Andrew. Like that's who I phone up. Like I it's a phone a friend situation. Like I have a phone a friend. I have phone two friends for any Catholic needs and queries.
Right.
Yeah. Because my whole I mean, I couldn't even tell you nuns and sisters. I was like, no, girl. And you're like, no, girl. I was so adamant. So maybe not me, but I'll be there for support,
I don't know.
you know?
I don't know. Oh, Lord. Okay.
That's so funny.
There are worse things I could do. Okay. 1971. I think everybody and their mother has this soundtrack, Grease,
Yeah.
set in 1950s high school where all the teens look like
Everybody
they're in
looks
their
40.
40. Everybody looks like middle age, girl.
That
And
was the first
we
thing out
bought
of my
it.
mouth.
We bought it.
No. Yeah,
We
we
bought
did.
it. Of course, Rizzo is my favorite character, so I'm gonna pick the song that she sings, but played flawlessly by Stalker Channing. Love her. Look at
Mine's,
me. I'm just
yeah,
kidding.
I know. I like Beauty School Dropout, and
Dropout.
I
We
sing
love
that to
that one.
myself all the time, especially when I was like, when I was in part challenging parts of like my art degree. I was like, art degree dropout. Like, I'm like, can I do it? Can I
Oh,
just
because
drop
I
out?
didn't do the master's. I'm like, art school
Yeah, exactly.
dropout.
No, we have no masters in
No,
place.
I
You know what, though? We're
think
thriving. We're thriving.
I failed the GRE, so.
Screw it. Screw it.
Oh, no.
But yeah, this was everybody. Like, you couldn't escape this musical. And the second one wasn't as good, obviously, because,
At
you know,
all. Oh, at all.
even though it had Rex Manning in it. What are you gonna do? Oh, Rexy, you're so sexy.
Sexy. Oh, he does look like a freaking like 80s soap star. I mean,
Yeah, he's cute, man.
like you
He's
look
so
up 80s
cute.
soap star in the dictionary, you're just gonna see a photo of him, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, with the hair.
with the
Yeah.
hair. All
But him and
right.
Don Johnson, I
Him or
loved.
Don Johnson, that's right.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
hot.
Oh, telling you. All right. Next up is popular. Popular. You're gonna
I'm
be
gonna be popular. I
popular.
know it's everywhere.
I'll teach you
Oh.
the proper voice when you talk to voice. All right. Oh God, it's so lame. Wicked.
It's not.
Wicked. Music and lyrics by Stephen Schwartz. Performed by the character of Glinda, the Good Witch. So the song is about the popular girl trying to help her unpopular roommate, Alfalfa, who is the Wicked Witch of the West, as we know it. So
Yeah.
I saw this live in Miami and I read the book. I have the book. It's a
Okay.
pretty intense story. And if you like, if you're like us, you're raised Catholic, you would find a lot of these themes familiar. but
Okay.
it's not my favorite musical. Like I recommend the book more than the musical. I think I even
Okay.
forgot like half the plot, but it's fine.
Okay.
Land of Lola from Kinky Boots,
Oh, yeah.
2013, sung by Billy Porter. He is so excellent in this. Kinky Boots is a musical, music and lyrics by Cyndi Lauper, and the book was by Harvey Fierstein. I love all the songs. Sex is in the Heel is cute. The story is about a shoe factory owner, Charlie, who partners with Lola, a drag queen, to save his business, and they produce custom footwear for drag queens. So things get crazy. So that's it. And last but not least, for me, Sweet Transvestite, the Rocky Horror Picture
Nice.
Show, 1975. I had to mention this. Sung by Tim Curry, who is our dream boy.
Yeah.
Music and lyrics by Richard O'Brien, who plays Riff Raff. The
Oh, I didn't
song,
know that.
yeah, he wrote this whole thing. This
Nice,
is out of the
nice.
mind of Riff Raff.
Amazing.
The song, to me, it's very 70s, Bowie-esque, in my opinion. It's about this. So you have this young vanilla couple who get caught in a bad storm and they seek
Okay.
shelter at Dr. Frankenfurter's mansion, who is a transvestite scientist who is about to show off his creation, Rocky, who is supposed to be the ideal muscle man. The costumes are the coolest. Tim Curry's outfit is legendary. And you have one assignment, is to watch this film over and over again. Listen to the soundtrack from top to bottom. That's it.
Imagine coming across this movie at like 11,
I
12.
did. I did. And I
I did
loved it.
too, and I loved it as well. But I'm just now looking back, I'm like, oh my God, like it explains a lot of how I am the way I am now, if that makes sense. Do you know what I'm saying? Like I'm just weird, like, and because you're young and it was so good, but then you're like, wait, he's having sex with her and with him. Also loved Meatloaf's.
Oh, I love his solo. The
I
entire
loved
soundtrack, the
the whole
entire
soundtrack is
thing, the
so
whole
good.
thing.
And like,
Just
and
listen
then
to
the
it.
two, what's their faces, like lounging, getting ready, like watching everything, and they're
Oh, that's
singing
me and
Sweet.
you. That's
Yeah,
me
that
and
is me and
you.
you.
We
Yes.
are Columbia and Magenta personified.
Yes. If we're ever together in Halloween, that's
We're
what we're
doing
going as.
this.
I'm dragging you outside.
We're doing this. We're
We're
gonna
going
do
out.
this.
And it's gonna have to be Miami because you don't like the cold. But then if it's in Miami, we can wear the scandalous outfits. But we're gonna be embarrassing because like we're old. And everybody in Miami is like super young and hot and
Yeah.
on a, you know, has their plastic surgeon like, you know, as a close contact.
Miami's overhyped. I don't know. I kind of want to move to Chicago, but I don't think the cold will kick
I
my ass.
no, I yeah, I think stick it out, and when you're ready, come here. I got you. We can cuddle.
We could cuddle together.
Okay. Is this
Right.
me?
That's all you know.
Okay, I'm gonna start out so strong with
Oh.
Oklahoma from 1955 movie musical. It was based on Lynn Riggs' play Green Grow the Lilacs, and Rodgers and Hammerstein first started their collaboration with Oklahoma. It's a classic love triangle, one dashing man named Curly, and then one creepy man named Judd vying for, you know, some chick's attention. It feels propaganda-ish because it's like it completely bypasses Indigenous Americans. And
What
they
else is
were there.
new?
Yeah, exactly. But here we are.
Yeah.
Rodgers and Hammerstein were really involved in the movie production to ensure there were no major changes to the songs or the script. And I think I really like this particular song because I enjoy the 50s sweeping sound of like Curly's big baritone. Like, he really does encapsulate like seeing stuff sweeping across the plain with his vocal range, and I thought that was beautiful. Next is Everybody Needs Somebody to Love, Blues Brothers, 1980,
Oh,
sung by yeah.
so good.
Again, best soundtrack, one of my top movies. I watch this once or twice a year. It's a comfort movie. Everybody needs to see it. It's very important. It's sung by Joliet, which is John Belushi. Joliet is also like a city in Illinois. And Dan Aykroyd, who plays Elwood. And it's essentially, this is like a Midwestern musical. You know it, you love it. Midwest is the best, please.
I have a crush on Dan Aykroyd, I gotta tell you. Like in those times, like
Yeah.
I love
Tall, he was
70s
tall. Yeah.
big, because I,
And also his
I
like his like
don't
floppy
like,
brown
he's not
hair.
skinny and I love that.
No,
Like,
I don't want a skinny man.
I don't
I'm
want a skinny
sorry.
man.
No.
I love him.
He's
70s,
amazing.
80s Dan Aykroyd. Can you imagine
Yeah.
going on a date with that man? Oh,
Oof.
I would have so
Oof.
much fun. I would have so much. And you
Also,
know he's an eater. So he'll be like a gentleman. You know that he'll order for you, like in the best way. Like when he, you know, he'll
love
probably
it.
order
So do you
everything on the
welcome like,
menu.
and this is the thing that I think confuses my American husband is like, I am very much like hardcore woman. Like I love women, I hate men. But then it's like I want a man to take care of me.
We're so full
He's
of
like,
shit. We're like
aren't
the
you a
worst.
feminist?
Yeah.
No, I know. I'm like, I am, but like, and I had to explain to him, I'm like a black cat. I'm like a
No,
cat.
I have the perfect response to that. We're independent. I know I'm independent, but not when it comes to my man. Like,
Well, that's the thing.
I'm
Like, why am I
dependent.
with
I'm
you? Why am I
dependent.
exactly? Like,
I'm
why am I
so
with
dependent.
you? Otherwise, I could just be alone because I can do everything on my own. And I am really like good at being alone. I'm like a cactus. Like, I don't even need much, right? But like, I feel bad, so I had to explain to him. I'm like, honey, I'm like a black cat. Like, when I want something, I want it. But then, as soon as a second hits, I'm over it. Like, you're gonna know. So just like, just take with it, but I do. I like the doors being open. I like my car door being open. I like him taking charge. Like, I want a strong man because I'm
Yeah.
strong. I'm strong. I don't want to push over for a guy. I want like a man, you know?
Yeah.
It is hard to be with us. And so it does take like a very strong man to like be with a
You
strong
have to be.
woman.
No. You really
Yeah.
do have to be a strong man to be with me. I'm not for
Yeah,
the faint of heart. I
exactly.
admit it. I
No,
admit it.
no, no. But again, I think we got guys that get that and like it.
Yeah. Thank
Yeah.
God. Yeah.
Anyways, this is a musical that has amazing cameos like Aretha Franklin, James Brown, and so many amazing blues musicians, blues and jazz musicians. So really like check it out. And this makes me miss the real like Midwestern accent that I grew up hearing in Michigan and in Illinois.
It's all over that
It is, and I miss it. And it was in every John Hughes movie too. And it was
Yep.
hardcore in like Home Alone 1.
Yep.
Another great song is Minnie the Moocher, sung by legendary jazz singer and band leader Cab Calloway, who plays Curtis. So again, it pays homage to these musical greats. I mean, you have Aretha Franklin's. It's such a special moment in musical history, and it's so important. And obviously, like my other main man, John Candy's in it. Like, there's just. It
It's
gives me
so
all the
good.
best feels. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
just so nostalgic, especially for somebody from like the Midwest who loves music and like it just makes me feel proud and I love
Yeah.
it. Next is Across the Universe from Across the Universe's the movie that came out in 2007, Fiona Apple's song. The only time I will ever talk about a Beatles song. They're good, but there's so many better bands out there.
Beach
Like
Boys
be
are
like
better.
exactly like be for real, like be fucking for real about the fucking Beatles, okay?
No one, they're not,
Anyways,
nobody's, it's a hot take. Nobody agrees with us on this.
and I
Like,
don't care.
nobody
I
could,
don't care.
nobody.
I don't need their approval. I always know I'm right, Millie. We always know we're right, even if
Every
I don't
time
have
I say
anybody in
that
my
to someone,
corner.
they look at me like I'm high. I'm like, no, you
You
heard
know what's
right.
so nice? You know what's so wonderful is like understanding that something is popular and still like it, I'm not saying like I love To Kill Children. I'm just saying the Beatles are not the best band out there. And it's almost like I said, I love killing children. No, girl, I love kids. Kids are great. I just don't happen to think the Beatles are all that. There are better. Do I like their songs? Sure. I do. Wonderful. But like, I'm not, you know what I mean? And
I
also,
agree with
the
you.
only
They look at me like I'm high. Like,
person I do like is I think your man, Ringo Starr.
that's who. I don't know.
That's the
Shoot.
only one. He's just a nice person. What's his face? Whatever his Sean, no, John Lennon
John Lennon.
is an idiot and an asshole.
That's such an asshole.
Yeah. Anyways,
I'm not a
that
fan
was
of
it.
McCartney. I think George is probably,
No.
music-wise, George is my favorite,
Yeah,
but my
George is
favorite
good.
Beatle is Ringo, for sure.
Yeah, Ringo.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just love the dreamy quality of Fiona Apple's version. It's floaty, it's vulnerable, it's sleepy, and I think that's what I love when she sings like all of the chorus, and it's just so beautiful. So I think it really paired well with the movie. I'm a big Fiona Apple fan, so no surprise
Same.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next one is Goodbye Love from Rent, which was out in 1996. I think there was also a movie that came out later in the early 2000s. I think I could be wrong. Rent was loosely based on Puccini's La Bohème. And I think, okay, this is what my memory's awful. I could have sworn I saw La Bohème, like, because I go see operas more than musicals. So I think I saw this as an opera. So, but for sure, I've listened to like La Bohème like on a record because I like, I'm an old 90-year-old woman on the inside. Rent is a huge, huge, huge musical. I remember in high school, I sat next to this kid on the bus who was in musical theater who ha was obsessed with Rent and like had Rent on everything. I think I liked it. I recently, a few years ago, saw it when it was touring through Michigan. Loved it. It was beautiful. It's just great. It's a classic. It is a musical classic. So I think like if you're getting into musicals, you should start with this one. The next is The Ladies Who Lunch from Company.
Oh,
I
I
will only accept the Elaine
The
Stritch
only
version.
one. Not even Patti LuPone.
No,
Not
and I
even
love Patti
that. And
LuPone.
we love
I love
Patti.
Patti LuPone.
We do.
But this is the only version I will accept. No one captures like the old poor little rich girl attitude of a woman like who has everything and is bored and drinks. And like
Oh, so good.
see like Capote Swans and other celebrities, really. Like they're all the same. It's like the same song and dance. We all are doing just fine singing and dancing this tired tune, but you're screaming inside, but you'll never see it.
Yeah.
And I think there's also this bitterness that it's like you have your it's like a gilded cage, like you're trapped. You have everything, but money doesn't change the fact that humans are humans and we still do human things. And you might be aging, or you have a husband that's cheating on you, or your kids suck, or you hate your friends, but it's like you live in this gilded cage and you can't really notify that you're unhappy. So you just get drunk and that's it. And
And lunch. And
yeah,
brunch.
and lunch with these frenemies,
What a
She
life.
really captured the essence so well. The next one is Don't Rain on My Parade from Funny Girl. And Barbra Streisand did a sensational job both on stage and in the film for this song. And her vocals and her vocal ability, this is a fast number. And I
She's
love to hear it.
iconic. She really is
She's good.
iconic.
She's
Yeah.
very, very good. So it's a cautionary tale. It's a semi-biographical plot based on Fanny Brice. She was a talented woman who had like a rough go at love because she was talented and her husband wasn't. So, she was like a comedian and she was getting more famous and she has to contend with this kind of like power struggle within the relationship. Streisand gives so much depth and passion to Fanny, and as soon as the song opens, you just again you hear it with the sweeping vocals, and she's so fast, and it's just her voice is so commanding, and I love it. And she's popular for a reason, her vocals and her acting ability. She's just very talented. There are so many versions of the song out there from Nancy Wilson, Bobby Darin, etc. My only other favorite version of this, and my only favorite part of Mrs. Doubtfire, like currently that I can stand, is when Robin Williams is going through the wig process and the transformation process with his
Best
brother.
scene ever.
Yes, and he's like, he's singing it, and he's like, no, I feel like,
I just met a beautiful Cuban.
oh my God, I love it with the red nails. Oh, I just love that part. And he's like, no, I think the nails are too much. You're gonna scare the children. Just so talented.
Good.
So, next is Rose's Turn from Gypsy. I love Gypsy. Again, this was,
Gypsy's beautiful.
yeah.
Oh, I'm so
But I
happy
saw
you
the
picked that.
movie. Yeah, I saw the movie young, and I was like, this is about a woman pushing her daughters to like strip.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and I was like, I love it, but oh God, it was bad. But again, Ethel Merman was the original Rose in the musical, and I love her version. And I love Bette Midler's version from the musical. And I think there's been a few movies because I want to feel like, didn't Natalie Wood play Gypsy?
She did. I think she
Okay,
did,
so
yeah.
I think that's the version that I saw. So basically, a stage mom who's trying her hand at the stage after her two daughters are like done with her shenanigans and like are living their own lives. So Rose's turn is about Rose, the mom, singing about
Oh.
how she's like put up with all this stuff and she gave everything and she did everything and nobody's grateful and now it's her turn, you know? So, okay, I think this is when it gets really like Sondheim heavy. Send in the clowns from A Little
Oh,
Light
love
Night,
it.
A Little Night Music by, again, Stephen Sondheim, sung by Glynis Johns. A Little Night Music was based on Ingmar Bergman's Smiles of a Summer Night. And Jesus Christ, does Sondheim know how to break your heart?
He
Like,
does.
he
Oh, Lord.
just breaks your heart. And I think that's why I resonate with his musicals so much, because I'm a bit melancholy and they're just, I vibe with that. It's a song about two people who have like the worst romantic timing. And there's been so many covers of this, Frank Sinatra, Grace Jones, Judy Collins.
Barbara.
So, Barbara. So Sondheim wrote this part specifically for Johns's limited vocal range, using the strength of other performers to round out the sound. He felt he could overlook like her lack of vocal abilities for the acting that she brings to the role, how she brought it to life. And I thought that was very interesting. But it's so sad. And then here's another Sondheim. Move On, Sundays in the Park with George.
Oh.
Or Sunday in the Park with George. Sung, I like the version sung by Jake Gyllenhaal and Anna Lee Ashford. I love their voices together and the way in which like the vocals basically dance together, the pushing and pulling, the back and forth. You just sonically hear their relationship. And I think they're paired very well and it's beautiful. Yeah, another Sondheim banger. It's just so good. And it was a beautiful play that was inspired by the painter Georges Seurat. And who doesn't love that? And it was originally sung by Mandy Patinkin and Bernadette Peters, two absolute legends of the stage.
Yeah.
And I have a crush on Mandy Patinkin, even now. I think he's so hot. He's so hot.
I loved him in Yentl.
Yeah, of course.
He's
See,
a very
hello.
good-looking guy.
Yeah, he
Again,
is. All right.
stocky guy,
Yeah, like a man, like a manly man, like, huh, like, yeah,
yeah.
can like pick you up and toss you around and throw you. It's great. Yeah, and then Sondheim just really does a beautiful job of showcasing dynamics and human relationships. And he doesn't pull any punches. He'll show you kind of them as they are. And next is one, the reprise finale from A Chorus Line. It's so famous. It's been used so much. It is, I think if you don't know musicals and you hear this, you know exactly, like you don't know what it's from, but you know it. It was used in a lot of commercials. And I love that this is kind of like A Chorus Line was a look at like aging dancers and singers who are trying to just find that one last thing before they
They
have to
have to leave,
retire.
right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
and it's bittersweet. And again, like you said with J-Lo, like contending with the younger generation, they're just more flexible, they're younger, their bodies are doing things that yours don't
Can't
do
do
anymore.
anymore. Yeah.
And this is just a natural, kind of cruel way of life, but it's also just the way of life. Like we have to make room for the next crop. And we
Yeah.
can't look at it with bitterness, but I love it. Another one from the company called Being Alive. I mean, are we surprised? I'm gonna just run through this next one. So the next one is really the meat of my list. Be ready. Phantom of the Opera, the whole thing, just the whole entire thing. And only the movie with from it came out like 2000, 2001, 2002. I'm going to talk about the songs The Mirror, Angel of Music, Phantom of the Opera, The Music of the Night, Prima Donna, Masquerade, The Point of No Return, and the medley Down Once More. So, this musical, I just want you to understand where my brain was at when I first saw this. I was like 18, 19. And I was like, oh my God, the Phantom is so hot. Why did Christine not go with him? And then I aged, right? And then I got older and wiser. And I was like,
Because he
oh
was
my God, the
creepy.
Phantom is so fucked up. I was like, wow, this man has issues, like issues. He's preying on a young girl, pretending to be the angel of her father, giving her vocal lessons. Of course, his life wasn't easy anyways. Like he was abused, he was orphaned, he was treated like a freak at a like sideshow. Lots of mental health issues, okay?
It's really sad. It's
It
really
is
sad.
sad. It is sad, but at the same
And
time, it's like,
he's a very
ew.
complex character. And,
Yeah. But
but,
Gerard Butler, wow, he could sing and he could get it.
oh, he's good looking.
Again, he's another manly man, like. But Christine Daae's young. She's young. It's a perverse
It's
relationship. She's
very
not in her
perverse.
20s. She's like, what, 15, 13? I don't know, but she's a child. But I still love this musical. I can't help it. But I love Masquerade. I love the engaging of the entire chorus and the entire crew. It's so much fun. I love like Prima Donna because I think Minnie Driver did a great job at the character. This is one of my favorite musicals of all time.
Plus, the costumes are
The
just
costumes are amazing. And
amazing.
also, what's his name? Paul that plays Raoul. He's also in all the Conjuring movies. I love him. He's great.
He's a good-looking guy, yeah.
Very good looking guy. Very,
Yeah.
very good looking guy. Next we have Sisters from A White Christmas because I have a sister and we love to sing it to each other. That's it. Sisters, sisters,
Sisters.
like never seen two such devoted sisters. Like it's just so funny. Okay. Anyways, last on my list is Think Pink from Funny Face, which Kate Thompson is singing. And I love this movie for so many reasons. It's based on like a magazine like Vogue, but it's in Paris. And I love fashion. It's a look back at fashion. It's a relationship that develops between like this emerging mousy, former mousy girl and the photographer Fred Astaire. It's Audrey Hepburn, who I love. And every Which they did this in the movie, every scene is a still, like, it's a beautiful photo still, which I love. Like, and I love the colors, the Technicolor is great. And in this song, Think Pink, Kate Thompson's character, who's the editor, is like, no, everything's out, pink is in. And you see just like, why pink? And you see pink everywhere, and we're painting all the doors pink. And it's just a beautiful song about fashion that I love. That's it. Yeah.
This is a list. We'll see.
It's going to be a wacky playlist, but
But no,
whatever.
it's going to be a good playlist because these are all
Yeah.
insane. These are all really good musicals.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
we're going to love this. You're going to love this playlist.
I think so.
What'd you listen to today?
I've been listening to a lot of Korn. I
Yeah.
love Korn. Yeah, I
Love
love Korn.
Korn.
I
I
love
wish I
Korn.
could have seen them live,
I
honestly.
know. I know. I love Korn. I've been listening to a lot of Korn, a lot of Tool, because I love Tool as
Also,
well.
love Tool as
Yeah.
well.
Yeah, just that whole kind of fun genre of like music from the late 90s and early 2000s. It was good. I loved it. What about you?
What did I listen to? The last song was "Follow God" by Kanye. I
Oh,
can't. I like that gospel
it's
album,
okay. It's
the
okay. Yeah.
Jesus is King. Yeah, that was the last song. But I do have a recommendation. Everybody needs to listen to the Past Lives soundtrack because it's
Okay.
beautiful. Watch the movie.
I can't
Watch
do
it,
it.
Dina. It's
I
gorgeous.
don't want to break my heart. I
They
can't.
made a beautiful film and.
Okay,
I
Jesus.
just cried, like I cried endlessly. But even if you don't watch the film, definitely listen to the soundtrack, listen to the score. It's just incredibly beautiful.
Okay.
Gordon, like bye bye. She's
I haven't
going
listened to it.
hard. She's going hard at 70, and it's kind of this spoken word that's really odd, like contact
Oh, okay.
solution, mascara, like she just goes on
Okay.
and on. Lip mask, ear
Yeah,
mask,
I know what
earplugs,
you're
travel
talking about.
shampoo.
Yeah,
I was
she's
like,
just like listing things in her travel bag.
I'm gonna be traveling soon, and that's gonna be the checkoff list.
You know
So
what? That's actually really smart. 'Cause yeah, we
I'm
gotta
just
do
like,
that.
when I pack, I'm just gonna listen to this song
Kim
and
Gordon's,
just
yeah.
Kim Gordon, and that's it. That's the travel like
That's
list.
amazing. She's something else.
She's something else. And 70, man, like.
I
We ain't
know.
dead yet. We ain't
No,
dead.
no, no. That's the thing. This is her, like, this is her profession. This is her, like, career. Like, no, why would she be dead at 70?
No. She's
You choose. You
rocking.
choose
She's
when you
doing
tap,
it.
tap out. Life doesn't tap. You choose when
No.
you tap out.
You keep on going, and she's great. I
I
love
think
this.
so. Thanks again for spending time with us on this episode. We look forward to hearing your thoughts and requests. Feel free to reach out to us on our Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.